Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Connected Child: Bring Hope and Healing to Your Adoptive Family, is a parenting and family guidance book written for adoptive and foster parents, as well as professionals who support children from traumatic backgrounds, co-authored by Karen B. Purvis, David R. Cross, and Wendy Lyons Sunshine. The book draws on attachment theory, developmental science, and clinical experience to explain why children who have experienced neglect, abuse, institutional care, or other early adversity often behave in ways that can be confusing to caregivers. Its purpose is not simply to describe those behaviors, but to offer a practical framework for responding with empathy, structure, and consistency. The book is best known for introducing a relational approach that later became closely associated with trust-based relational intervention, or TBRI. Rather than treating challenging behavior as defiance alone, it encourages caregivers to understand the child's history and meet underlying needs through connection, nurturing, and thoughtful correction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trauma history as the key to interpreting behavior. A central idea in the book is that behavior cannot be understood properly without considering a child's early experiences. Purvis and her co-authors emphasize that children who have endured neglect, abuse, separation, or institutional deprivation may react to ordinary parenting cues as if they are threats. This means a refusal, outburst, or withdrawal is often less about willful defiance and more about a nervous system shaped by survival. The practical value of this framing is that it moves parents away from punishment-first reactions and toward curiosity about cause. Instead of asking why a child is being difficult, the book encourages caregivers to ask what the child has learned from past experiences and what the child now expects from adults. That shift is important because it changes the parenting goal from controlling behavior to restoring safety and trust. The book repeatedly shows that accurate interpretation of behavior is the first step toward meaningful intervention. Secondly, connection before correction. As a caregiving principle, the book strongly favors relationship-based parenting, especially the idea that connection should come before correction. For children who have learned that adults are unreliable, intrusive, or unsafe, discipline alone is unlikely to produce lasting change. The authors argue that a child first needs felt safety, predictable care, and repeated experiences of being understood before they can accept guidance. In practical terms, this means caregivers slow down, lower emotional intensity, and use relational gestures to reestablish trust before addressing misbehavior. The book does not reject structure, rather, it places structure inside a bond of security. This is one of the book's most distinctive contributions because it reframes discipline as a relational process rather than a punitive one. The reasoning is straightforward. Children are more able to hear limits and learn new skills when they do not feel emotionally abandoned or physically threatened. By making attachment the starting point, the book offers a model that is both compassionate and behaviorally realistic. Thirdly, trust-based relational intervention as a practical framework, The Connected Child is closely linked to trust-based relational intervention, or TBRI. A structured approach developed by Karen Purvis and David Cross. The book introduces the logic behind this framework and shows how it can be applied in daily family life. TBRI is built around the idea that healing requires three kinds of support: meeting physical needs, nurturing connection, and teaching skills in a responsive way. The significance of this framework is that it is not purely theoretical. It gives caregivers a way to translate scientific insights about trauma and attachment into concrete parenting practices. Rather than offering one-size-fits-all discipline advice, it encourages flexibility, attunement, and repeated repair after conflict. The framework matters because many adopted and foster children need far more than good intentions. They need consistent methods that account for developmental delay, fear responses, and relational mistrust. The book stands out by presenting a system that is both compassionate and operational, giving parents a clearer path from understanding to action. Fourthly, supporting brain and body development through nurturing routines. Another major theme is that healing is not only emotional but also physical and developmental. The authors discuss how early deprivation can affect brain growth, emotional regulation, and the ability to process sensory and relational input. Because of that, they recommend practical supports such as healthy nutrition, movement, touch, and steady routines. These are not presented as optional wellness extras. They are part of the child's healing environment. The book's reasoning is that a dysregulated child cannot learn self-control solely through verbal instruction. The body must first feel regulated enough for the brain to absorb teaching and for the child to experience adults as reliable caregivers. This is one reason the book discusses everyday caregiving tasks, including feeding, calming, and physical presence, with unusual seriousness. By linking care of the body to care of the attachment system, the book broadens parenting beyond behavior management. it shows that recovery from early trauma often depends on repeated ordinary experiences that gradually teach the child that the world is safe enough to inhabit. Lastly, a realistic guide for adoptive and foster families under stress, the book is also notable for addressing the emotional strain placed on parents themselves. Its tone acknowledges that adoptive and foster parenting can be exhausting, discouraging, and confusing, especially when progress is slow. One of its strengths is that it normalizes the caregiver's need for support, patience, and self-regulation. The authors effectively argue that parents cannot help a frightened child well if they are constantly overwhelmed themselves. This makes the book useful not only as a child-centered guide, but also as a resource for parental endurance and perspective. It is realistic about the fact that healing takes time and that setbacks are common. That realism gives the book credibility in a field where overly optimistic advice can feel disconnected from daily life. The book is especially valuable for families navigating trauma-related behaviors, attachment disruption, or the transition from institutional care to home life. It offers both validation and direction, which is why many readers see it as a foundational manual rather than a general parenting book. In conclusion, The Connected Child is best suited for adoptive parents, foster parents, kinship caregivers, therapists, social workers, and anyone supporting children with early trauma histories. Its value lies in how it combines compassion with a disciplined, practical framework. Readers do not just get reassurance that difficult behavior has causes, they get a way to respond that is grounded in attachment science and shaped by real caregiving demands. That makes the book especially useful for families who need more than generic advice about discipline or communication. Compared with many parenting books, it is more specialized, more clinically informed, and more attentive to the realities of trauma, neglect, and institutional care. It also stands out because it treats healing as a relational process rather than a behavioral compliance problem. For readers in this category, the book offers both a conceptual shift and usable strategies. It can deepen understanding, reduce shame and frustration, and help caregivers build safer, more stable relationships with children who have experienced hard beginnings. If you would like to support Karen B. Purvis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.